There's radical change on the way for people with severe disability and the way they're housed in the state of New South Wales anyway. It's all part of the rollout of the NDIS, the National Disability Insurance Scheme. The state government in New South Wales is selling off all group homes, raising hundreds of millions of dollars in the process. Other states are watching this very closely. Families are concerned that privatisation might mean people with complex needs end up with nowhere to go. David Lewis has more.
He can be happy, aggressive, he can be sad, and nobody's really sure why those things happen because he has very minimal ability to communicate.
Meet Lynn Clinkett. Her son Matt is 30 years old. He has severe autism and developed at a slower rate compared to other children. Their life is a roller coaster. Matt's emotions are unpredictable. He needs 24-hour care. And he's getting it from a government-run group home on the New South Wales mid-north coast. In the 11 years he's been there, Lynn says his behaviour has improved out of sight.
Serious incidents are down to practically nothing.
What do you mean by serious incidents?
Well, Matt attacking somebody by grabbing them perhaps around the head, whisking their feet out from under them and ending up in a heap on the floor with him on top of them, or perhaps with his hands around their throat.
Despite feeling he's in good hands at the government-run group home, life is never easy for a parent whose child has such complex needs.
Do you ever wish things were different? I hope it's not an insensitive question, but were there ever times when you wish this wasn't your life?
Of course. I've wished that, I suppose, at times ever since Maddie was born. Not just wished it wasn't my life, but wished it wasn't his.
A team of people care for Matt, and the staff ensure he meets all his appointments. And he gets to do stuff like swimming and canoeing, thanks to a daytime activity program. But his mum, Lynn, like many other parents, is terrified of a big change in how some people with severe disability are going to be housed in New South Wales.
It's all going to change.
The New South Wales government is privatising all of its roughly 350 group homes for people with disability. They'll soon be handed over to for-profit and community organisations. Matt's group home is one of them, and Lynn worries her son will be too expensive for whoever takes over.
People like Matt are not really cost-effective, so I can see that people like Matt are going to be some of the ones that get evicted quite quickly.
The state opposition is against the policy.
It's like everything else that they've done, whether it's electricity or other services, the land titles office, they just want to privatise the provision of government services.
The government will hand over management of the homes first and sell them later. Labor's Shadow Minister for Disability Services, Sophie Kotsis, says all up, the privatisation of disability housing will raise around $800 million.
We're just not going to outsource and privatise for the sake of ticking the box for Treasury so, you know, the books look well balanced. We have a moral responsibility.
There's a reason Lynn Clinkett is so nervous about the changes. She says her son Matt has been kicked out of three privately run daytime activity programs.
If they can't manage to care for him for 20 hours a week, how are they going to care for him 24/7?
If the private operator did kick Matt out, can't he just shop around?
Where to? This whole area is under the umbrella of one provider.
The only provider open to Matt is Mid-North Coast Disability Services. It's a consortium of non-government organisations, and it'll be taking over all the government group homes in the region. The consortium will have to keep the staff it inherits and maintain their pay and conditions for 2 years. They'll also take on residents like Matt, but for an unspecified period of time. Unlike the workers, there's no rock-solid guarantee.
But the peak body representing private and community organisations insists Lynn Clinkett has nothing to worry about. Here's Tony Pooley from National Disability Services.
About 60% of the provision of disability services across the board is currently undertaken by non-government operators. So there's certainly a range of providers who take on the most complex clients.
Tony Pooley admits some people, like Matt, who have challenging behaviour, are turned away. But he says that's appropriate if they're not the right fit. They'll find another provider in the market under the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
There have been occasions in the past where people have been exited from non-government services, just as there have been cases in the past where people have been exited from one government group home to the non-government sector. So that kind of change in the provision of services is not entirely unusual and in fact is actively encouraged as part of the new National Disability Insurance Scheme.
Yeah, and that's part of the concern for people. It is encouraged. The whole notion is shop around, privatise, customise what you need, but is that service going to be there? Government steps in at the moment as a, in a sense, provider of last resort for the most difficult, most expensive, resource-intensive programs and houses and things like that. And the whole transfer to the NDIS is transferring all those government responsibilities and their budgets to this private model. So no wonder people are nervous. That's Tony Pooley from the National Disability Services ending that report from David Lewis. And David's full investigation into this issue, which is a vexed one, is on Background Briefing this Sunday morning after the 8 o'clock news right here on RN. Or you can hear it now, in fact, on the ABC Radio app.